That knock right here. You fuck around on that right speakers in your system. It should be something like this. Good morning, everyone. This is More Than Just Balls. I am your host, Zaki Ahmed. So that makes this More Than Just Balls with Zaki Ahmed. This is Contextuals series. Contextual series being where I just try to give a little context and a little background on a few different things. So this time it's the name of the show, and I just kind of want to explain why, what is up with the name and all that kind of stuff. And I guess I already said give some context, but give a little context. Also, before we get into things, wanted to mention good afternoon to those who are in the afternoon. And good evening to those who are in the evening part of the day. And hey, a good night to those who are the good night part of the day. Or night. It's actually evening for me, and I don't know why I said good morning first. But I guess I did. I've been procrastinating, to be honest, on even recording this. It's been like an hour. I've been like, I wrote notes on this. And then I've been, you know, dinking around with LinkedIn and WhatsApp and sending messages and emails and stuff like that. I don't know why sometimes I really enjoy this podcasting stuff, even though it might not sound like it from the beginning of this episode and the tone of my voice. I kind of enjoy it, just like sitting around talking, sharing my thoughts. I did a lot of videos in the last like few months on Instagram, but voice is I think a little more my speed. And a little more interesting, a little more flexibility. I feel like I can stretch my legs a little bit more. So look at that already. I've been talking for 2 minutes and I haven't said anything about balls other than the title of the show. So anyways, if you've listened to the first couple episodes, you know I didn't have a name for it when I recorded those two episodes. And I was kind of waiting for something cool. And one day I kind of just pitched it out on Instagram. I gave a little quiz, and I didn't actually love any of the names, and then somebody just wrote me, DM'd me a suggestion. It was actually a cousin of mine, and she wishes to remain nameless, so I'm not going to take credit for coming up with the name, but somebody sent it to me, and I just kind of felt, you know what, that's a really good name. It's really cool, like, More Than Just Balls. It just, it's funny, but then it works on so many levels, so what are the levels? Okay, so first of all, thank you to Nameless Cousin for sending me this name. It's freaking awesome, and we're gonna run with it, or roll with it, haha, pun intended. There's a couple different reasons. Obviously, like, the first most obvious one is, well, it's a sports podcast, but I don't want it just to be about sports, as in, you know, I'm not gonna come on here and review, hey, this is what happened over the weekend. I'm not going to try to be a reporter. There's enough outlets for that. There's enough people trying to get into that business. It's not really my speed anyways. It's not just about the balls. It's not just about the sports. It's about the people playing or coaching, participating, watching the sports. It's about the human aspects of it, and that's something I really enjoy, is seeing, you know, and one of the reasons I really love sports in general, I don't know if that's, I just said the same thing twice, but, you know, what sports does to people, what it does for people, how it helps them grow, how it helps them help other people to do the same thing. I don't think I need to explain the types of impacts that, you know, positive role models can have on people. And obviously, I'm referring to athletes as role models, but all role models in general. I mean, that's what I don't really need to explain. But when we see athletes, you know, sign hockey sticks and toss them over the glass, or sign, you know, footballs and throw them into the crowds, or things like that, like, it does something more than just, you know, tap into our love for hockey or basketball. It connects us to those people as human beings and as individuals. There's power in that. I think there's a lot of power in that. And I don't mean to say this from the perspective that it only happens in sports. I just personally love watching it in sports. I mean, obviously, I love sports too, but the fact that you have this kind of quality of a business, the business being the sports, this aspect of a competition, being the two athletes who compete the entire time at the end of the game or after the game can both do such an incredible thing, you know, like hug a child who's there for Make-A-Wish, and the competition suddenly just does not matter at all. Especially if those two are, you know, friends or whatever, like you can see it. And then they have this impact on the child and the people and, you know, their families. And then we all watch it on TV or whatever, Instagram Live, whatever that might look like. But we all watch it and we connect. And for that moment, those two are not competing. And I think that's what's a little bit different about things like competing in business or, you know, competing for a job and a promotion and things where you may say you're always competing. Sports, you know, there's a time and place, and I think there's beauty in that, and it helps to bring light to some of these human components and aspects of the sport and the business. So I really love that. I think, you know, I love football. I love sports. I love watching it. I can't get over the incredible things that can come out of it as well. And I don't pretend to be, you know, an elite athlete by any means. I like to think that if I had leaned into something, for lack of a better term, you know, be it volleyball, basketball, football, those were kind of my favorites. If I had really leaned into one of those, I love to think I could, you know, have played professionally or semi-professionally, but I kind of diversified my life and my efforts partially just for my parents and their influence. I mean, that's a topic for another day, but anyways, my point is that I didn't have to compete at a super high level to understand the impacts that the game had on me as a human and as a person. Again, I really want to get into that a little bit more another day, but today I'm trying to stay focused on the title and what this podcast is really about. So I won't go into it too much, but really profoundly changed me and impacted me as a person, did sports and competing. Loved it. It was something I just was so passionate about. You could see it in athletes all the time, right? It's they put their heart and souls into something. Common themes emerge from, you know, press conferences and interviews and post-game analysis and things like that. And it's for a reason. It's because, you know, people do put their heart and soul into it, and they love it. Their passion emerges, and some people respect it for what it is. Some people respect different parts of it for different reasons, and some people, you know, have, you know, fairly disrespectful actions and mentalities towards things, be it other athletes or the game or whatever. But it's all interesting. It's all kind of woven into the fabric of sport and competition, and it's all important. You know, you can't, I love saying this, you can't have light without dark. You can't have good without bad. And so, you know, there's nothing wrong with it. It's all just kind of part of it. And anyways, that was I don't know if I've gotten off topic a little bit, but that's kind of what my passion is. I really enjoy watching stuff like that, discussing it, thinking about it. And trying to understand the impact that it has. So more than just balls is more than just sports. It is more than just the competition. As much as I will share my thoughts on it, especially during the NFL season, because that's kind of when I seem to come alive with opinions on my favorite sport and league. It's about, yeah, the people and the stories and things like that. I'll probably share some recommendations of things and like shows that I've watched or analysts that I enjoy listening to, things like that, as I go. But that's, I guess, one part of the title of the podcast and what it's all about. The other one that I kind of wanted to throw out was just Balls itself. It just kind of funny. And one of the reasons I really liked the name was because people told me that I have balls to do the things that I've done, meaning like, quitting my job and trying to figure life out and things like that. Some people see that as really courageous. And I guess that's the perception, and I'm not disagreeing, I guess, from that perspective. But when I step back personally, I don't really think it's about having balls to do something like that. I would argue that it actually takes balls to stay at the job that you are not succeeding at, and that is causing you certain mental, I don't know the best word, but it's not helping you. It's not good for your mental health. I think it takes balls to stay at that job for 30, 40 years. I mean, and I'll give it that in today's society and in the current age it does. I understand that, 40, 50 years ago, times were different, people were different, expectations were different, and opportunities were different. So let's not get mistaken here. I'm trying to keep it in the present day. I think it's more than balls there too. Like, I think the way that I act, people may think takes balls, but I think it's more than balls. So it kind of functioned on that level too, and I really liked that and made it a little bit unique and unique to me. Yeah, I think that's the best way to say that. Personal. I'm gonna check my notes here. What else am I talking about here? Oh yeah. Water break, sorry. I think I should start announcing my water breaks when I have them. Just so you're not lost, during those 3 seconds of silence. Oh boy, you guys, it must be real hard to hear that silence. Anyways. The purpose of the podcast, as I've already kind of mentioned, was just to kind of share my thoughts. So when I say that, it's really, well, what's the point of even sharing your thoughts? Well, the purpose is documentation, number one. I've kind of said that from the get-go with a lot of my stuff. I don't do it really for likes and shares and all that as much as I would, love to explore the opportunities that may come from that. That's not the primary purpose. The primary purpose is document. And then, one day you're going to turn around and you're going to have, hopefully, ideally, a portfolio, a little library of your thoughts on different things. And if somebody says, well, why should I hire you for this? Or why should I be interested in what you have to say about this? I could turn around and say, well, here's a recording of me saying that this was going to happen and then it happened. Or here's a recording of my thoughts on this trade. I said the same thing as this person did, and they said it 2 days later. Or it's not so much about prediction, so much as, documentation is just about, having it there. If somebody says, well, I want, if or sorry, if I go apply for like a radio host position and they say, well, why should we hire you? I say, well, here's the kind of radio host I would be. Something like that. And again, not to get into too much of that stuff and the whys, but documentation. And what am I really going to talk about? Things that resonate with me. I'm going to do my absolute best to just stay authentic to me. I don't always talk about the biggest mainstream things, the most popular, well, not popular, but like the hottest topics. Right now, like recently, we watched, Russell Westbrook get traded to the Houston Rockets. And that's a pretty good topic for someone to talk about, considering, he's reunited, quote unquote, with James Harden and Chris Paul's out of there. And I mean, I do have some thoughts, which, by the way, I have some thoughts. I think Chris Paul was one of the reasons that the Rockets couldn't get over the hump. And I think this is an excellent move for the Rockets, but I really don't know if Westbrook and Harden can play well together. I can't honestly say I've watched them enough to comment because I really watch NBA playoffs recently. I haven't watched a ton of regular season, so I'm not going to pretend that I have a strong opinion about it. Even though, I mean, I know I said what I said, but that's take it with a grain of salt because I'm not that, you know, educated of an NBA viewer. So, for example, I just shared something that I probably wouldn't spend a ton of time talking about. I'm gonna try to stay true to me and just talk about things that I see and comment on why they resonate with me. One really big example that I can think of recently is when Tiger Woods won the Masters. It's the Masters, it was the Masters recently, and the media just, of course, obviously, everyone in the world practically ate it up, and I thought a powerful moment that I remember was him hugging his child and his children. There was something about that, and I think being a father kind of impacts my perspective on that as well, but that was one of those, you know, quote-unquote human sides of it, and you just kind of saw a person. As much as Tiger Woods became, you know, the highest paid athlete for X period of time and, you know, the most controversial figure in sports, if that's what you want to call him, and the bad guy and all that, time has gone by, and say what you want, but he was a person the whole time. And I'm not supporting what he did. I'm not trying to say that it was acceptable to do what he did. I'm just saying that you saw something that day when he hugged his child. You saw a human side of that figure, you know, that's always in front of the camera. And I thought that was powerful. It kind of moved me. And as much as I love the story of, you know, triumph and working through adversity and going through as much, you know, surgery and rehab as he did, to come back and win, not just come back and play, which was remarkable enough, but to win the Masters, unbelievable in itself. And then you look at this, that was kind of what I also enjoyed watching and I don't know, I guess being a part of. So that's more than just balls, right? I got to come up with some kind of catchphrase for this. That's more than just balls. And that takes more than just balls. And that's why he has more than just balls. I'm not sure what it is yet. Anyways, that's kind of what I wanted to talk about. Thanks for tuning in. This is, I guess, another in the contextual series, as I mentioned. Just to kind of give a little more background on why I'm doing this, what this is all about, and then hopefully I'll get into a little bit more of specifics and topics. Specific topics and whatnot down the line. If you want to chat, send me a note. I'm all over the place at Zach Yaman, Instagram zachyaman@gmail.com, and etc. Well, I don't really know how to end this, but maybe I'll just end it with a thank you for tuning in for another episode of More Than Just Balls with Zach Yaman.